Good afternoon, New Hope Bible Church. I hope you're doing well this week. This week's a little different than every other week because this week is the week that leads up to Easter. I know we've been home in our houses these last couple weeks, almost an entire month now, and therefore we sometimes lose track of time. But right now we are the Monday before Easter. And so for our daily devotionals this week, I'd like to do something a little different. I'd like to walk in Jesus' shoes. You see, Jesus in his lifetime, this final week was the week that led to the cross and his resurrection, which is glorious news for us, but an interesting week for Jesus. And so as we look at Jesus' life and the final week of his time before the cross, I'd like us to focus each day on what happened on those days in Scripture. Today being Monday means that today was the day that Jesus found himself at the temple. And so yesterday, if we were to read that final week, we'd read Jesus and his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, where people came out waving palm branches and saying, "Hosanna, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And they laid their tunics on the ground, and this was a great celebration as Jesus came in as the recognized Messiah for that time. And just a few days later, we would read that those same crowds would shout, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And so what led to that? What did Jesus do? What did he teach his disciples in this final week, knowing what lied ahead for them and for him? This is an important time in Jesus' life for us to look at. So I want to spend this each day reading what happened on that week, on Monday, on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Sunday's resurrection. So on Monday, we read that Jesus entered the temple. Jesus in Luke chapter 19, verse 45, reads, "Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out those who were selling, saying to them, 'It is written, and my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a robber's den.' And he was teaching daily in the temple, but the chief priests and the tribes and the leading men among the people were trying to destroy him, and they could not find anything that they might do, for all the people were hanging on to every word he said. On one of the days, while he was teaching the people in the temple and preaching the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes with the elders confronted him, and they spoke, saying to him, 'Tell us by what authority you are doing these things, or who is the one who gave you this authority?' Jesus answered and said to them, 'I will also ask you a question, and you tell me. Was the baptism of John from heaven or from men?' They reasoned among themselves, saying, 'If we say from heaven, he will say, why did you not believe him? But if we say from men, all the people will stone us to death, for they are convinced that John was a prophet.' So they answered that they did not know where it came from. And Jesus said to them, 'Nor will I tell you by what authority I do these things.'" Interesting interaction Jesus had with the scribes and Pharisees in the temple, beginning with Jesus' rage as he cleanses the temple for the second time in his life and his ministry. The temple was being made into something it was not meant to be. It was to be a place of worship, a place of going before the Lord in prayer. It was supposed to be a place of sacrifice and offering. And what it became was a place where they were selling sacrificial animals and other things. Jesus, quoting Scripture, says, "You have made it a robber's den." And so he had that interaction. And then he taught, just a short time afterwards, he taught that these truth and the people listening were hanging on every word he said. Jesus taught with such authority because it came from God. Now, as we think about the temple, today it's a little different. There is no temple. The temple was destroyed in Jerusalem. You do not have to travel anymore. Ever since Christ died and rose again, we do not have to travel to a location to be in the presence of the Lord, to worship God. We can do it each and every day because our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 6:19, he says, "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body." The thought I leave you with this day as you reflect upon the Monday leading up to the cross is to think about your body as the temple of the Holy Spirit, the place where worship is to take place. We are to sanctify Christ as Lord in our hearts. So with that in mind, what does Jesus need to be cleaned out in your body, in your heart, in your mind, to be truly honored? Let me ask that again. What does Jesus need to clean to be truly honored as your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Well, hopefully you have some time to think about this as we lead up to those steps that lead us to the cross and ultimately the resurrection. Have a blessed day. We'll be back again tomorrow.